All right, everyone, it's Grimm's Hentai Corner with Discipline. It's rather late because I forgot to do this, and here I am at 3 in the morning giving you Discipline. So let's go ahead and get started. Flop! Hey, what happened? Otokawa sees me stumble into the entryway to the classroom and runs over. Nothing. I may say that, but I wonder how it is that I'm still alive. I was in hell for a good hour after that. My back is shot. It's like the lower half of my body isn't mine. My groin stings, and because of the medication hasn't worn off, I still have an erection. Every time I walk, the tip of my penis, which has been rubbed red, chafes against my pants and it hurts. You were getting a physical, right? Did the exam wear you out that much? It was a really rigorous physical. You're an idiot. You have no stamina. Say what you want. You know nothing. It's a miracle I'm still alive after all the hell I endured. I wonder how many times I did it with the school doctor after that. I don't remember most of it, but I know it escalated into unmentionable activities. Thankfully, no one came into the infirmary. If we had been seen, I would have had to kill myself. Our energy is spent. We're a mess. The sheets were sticky with our bodily fluids. When we regained our rational states, the doctor and I almost died from exhaustion and embarrassment. That took so long, I thought it was only supposed to take an hour. I couldn't leave even if I wanted to. What's that about? Never mind. I don't want to think about the infirmary. Just let me rest for a second. I can't stand anymore. Fine, do what you want, but don't fall asleep during class. As a member of student council, I can't let that happen. I know. The bell rings and class begins. But as I expected, I can't focus on the lecture. I'm so exhausted, it's all I can do, just to sit there. And because the medication hasn't worn off yet, I still have an erection. Every time it rubs against my pants, I wince in pain. It's as if the lecture is a hypnotic chant and it puts me into a deep sleep. Ah, my groin hurts and my back is weak. Because of the cumulative effects of the medication, my body has been pushed beyond its limits. I want to leave school early, but I was afraid of being told to go to the infirmary. I don't want to go near the doctor for a while. How can I face her after what happened? I can't do it anymore. I try as hard as I can to resist, but I doze off at my desk. It's less like sleeping and more like passing out. I lay my head down on the desk and fall into a sleep. Hey, I just told you not to go to sleep. Otokawa sees me lying on my desk and warns me in a small voice. But because our desks are a little distance apart, there's no way that's gonna wake me up. Otokawa sees that I'm not waking up and she tears her eraser into small pieces and throws them at me. Flick, flick, flick. Flick, flick, flick. In the end, she gets me with a big piece of eraser and I'm brought back to this world. Stop it! There's nothing left! You're sleep talking. Huh? I hear the voice and open my eyes and look around. I look in the direction the voice is coming from and see Otokawa looking at me disgusted. I guess I was dreaming. It was a horrible nightmare. In my dream, Leona Morimoto was dressed up like a succubus and is milking me to the point where I think I'm gonna die. I can't even relax in my sleep. Huh? I come to and I check in with my groin. If my dream was so realistic, it could be possible that I actually came. My doubts are justified. As I thought, there was a warm, unpleasant feeling in my pants. Whoops. It appears that I have leaked a little bit of the white stuff. I have never had a wet dream in my life, but here I am having my first experience with it while daydreaming at school. If anyone finds out, I'll be given a horrendous nickname and I'll be a laughingstock until the day I graduate. Maybe it's because I had a wet dream. My groin is starting to calm down. You were moaning in your sleep. You were making some obscene noises. Was I saying some weird things? I asked her, panicked. It's gonna be bad if I was saying certain things. You were. What was I saying? You were saying it's coming out over and over again. I see. Hayami-kun, it's not... Oh no, Otokawa's intuitive. I hope she doesn't realize. You didn't poop in your pants, did you? Arakawa says with a disgusted look on her face. No way, I wouldn't do that. But I did have an accident with something equally horrific. Shit, I can't doze off from having dreams like that. To make matters worse, it was a wet dream. I'd have been in trouble if we had gym this afternoon. I think you know this, but midterms are just around the corner. You're already at a disadvantage just having transferred, so you better study hard. They aren't going to go easy on you just because you transferred. Now that she mentioned it, it is about that time. I had completely forgotten with all the commotion of transferring. I can't focus in this state. If I can't concentrate anyway, I might as well get some sleep. What kind of childish attitude is that? Even if you can't concentrate, you can at least take notes. The teacher realizes that Arakawa and I are talking and raises her voice at Arakawa. Hey, you two! Arakawa, stop talking! Yes. Answer the question I just asked. It says her, but it meant his, because it's obviously a male voice. Yes. Arakawa stands up slowly and glares at me like it's all my fault. From 600 BC to 500 AD, the Roman Empire ruled Italia. Arakawa answers the question with ease. So you were listening. Fine, you may sit. She's clever, but she was listening to the lecture while she was talking to me. Idiot, Arakawa says and gives me a dirty look. I'm annoyed with her attitude. It's not just my fault we got in trouble with the teacher. I turn away from Arakawa and put my head down on my desk again. I'm going to sleep without being bothered by that nightmare. But just as I'm about to fall asleep, I'm interrupted by Arakawa again. Flick. 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 Ugh. Small objects keep flying at me. Flick. 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 I look at the direction the objects are coming from. It looks like Arakawa is throwing them. Arakawa is cutting her new eraser into small pieces and is throwing them at me. Flick. Flick. I look at my desk. It's covered with the bits of eraser that Arakawa has thrown at me. I endure it for a while, and the bits of eraser get smaller until she runs out. Hee hee hee, she won't be throwing any more at me now. But contrary to what I had hoped, Arakawa takes out another eraser from her pencil case and begins her attack anew. Flick, flick, flick. Cut it out already! I can no longer endure Arakawa's harassment, and I raise my voice. Hey! Over there! Be quiet! The teacher points at me. I had already been cautioned earlier. I'm sorry. You again. You've got some nerve for a new transfer. Teacher. Fine. Then read out loud from where I left off. I wasn't paying attention, so I have no idea where to start from. I stand up and flip through the pages of my textbook frantically. Alright, hold on guys. Because I'm supposed to go all to my walkthrough. Which I think I still have here. Yep, I do. Yay. I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. There's no way I'm going to ask Arakawa for help. I answer honestly. The teacher looked satisfied with my answer. I'm sure he was annoyed that Arakawa was able to answer him earlier. It's your choice to slack off, but you're the one who's going to regret it later. Yes, I apologize and sit down. So, are you awake now? Arakawa looks at me and laughs. Even though it's my own fault, it pisses me off when Arakawa teases me. I turn my face away from Arakawa and spend the rest of the class dozing to Spider. Wake up! Wake up, it's lunch break. Hmm? Huh? I raise my head, I'm drooling. Where's the teacher? You're out of it. Sleeping at school? You slept all the way through fourth period. I see. Were you fighting with Otokawa? She left the classroom without waking you up. Otokawa's pissed. She didn't even invite me to have lunch with her. It's nothing. Besides, it's not like Otokawa and I are friends. Uh-huh. Whatever. Besides, you have me. I won't betray you like Otokawa. You did betray me. Let's go get some grub. I'm still out of it, and I follow Sudo to the dining room. On the way to the dining room, Sudo suddenly starts to talk seriously. It's almost midterms. You slept through class. Are you going to be okay? What do you mean? I answer Sudo with a question. Why are Otokawa and Sudo so concerned about midterms? Are you smart? The entrance exams here are just for appearances. It's impossible to fail them. True, the entrance exam was so easy, even I could pass it with no problem. There are a lot of people who quit. So we welcome anyone who wants to enroll. Come as you want, go as you want. That's the motto here. The test score averages aren't as low as you may think they are. After all, this is a good school. Dumb people either study their asses off or quit. For a dumb person to graduate, you have to make a large donation to the school or it's not going to happen. It's easy to get in, but to graduate takes skill. That's the truth about this school. Why does everyone study so hard? Because everyone's afraid of remedial classes. Once you get put in a remedial class, you'll never want to get a black mark again. So anyone who has attended the remedial classes even once has a change of heart and studies real hard. What kind of remedial class is this? I would think the remedial classes everywhere are the same, but what kind of remedial classes do they have here? Otokawa never told me about this. Well, of course not. She would never get a black mark anyway. She's so smart, she's either first or second in the school. I heard that she was a good student, but I didn't realize she was that good. I'm sure Otokawa's heard rumors, but you only know how bad it is if you've been there. So when you average the idiot scores to the geniuses like Otokawa, the average keeps going up. It's getting to be that time where those who aren't so smart need to start studying their brains out. One all-nighter isn't going to cut it. So if you don't want to regret it later, you better start studying your ass off. Hearing this from him, something seems lacking. Sudo doesn't fit into either category. There's no way he's brilliant, but I can't imagine that he would study his ass off. But where's this attitude coming from? You talk like it's not your concern, but are you confident that you won't get a black mark? Me? Do I look like a good student to you? No, not at all. That's brutally honest. I may be stupid, but I have my ways. What do you mean? Cheating, cheating. I'm not proud of it, but I passed all the exams by cheating. Sudo says with utter confidence. That's Sudo. He's a bona fide cheater. It's high risk, of course. If you get caught, a fate far worse than remedial classes awaits you. I've never been caught, but people who do get caught quit right away. It's their fault for getting caught, but... You mean they're expelled? No, they leave of their own will. If you get caught cheating, the morality committee tortures you. There are people who have been sent to the hospital by them. And that doesn't become a problem? The headmistress is a you-know-what, so no matter how much we complain, they squash us. Headmistress? You haven't seen her yet. The headmistress here is Leona Morimoto's older sister. She's as bad as Leona. Leona Morimoto's older sister. I can only imagine what she's like. Anyway, you can take the risk or you can study and get results. It's up to you. If you need help, just let me know. If you pay for it, you can get all kinds of cheating materials, even the tests themselves. There are tons of guys who are spared from black marks by me. I'll help you out anytime. Sudo slaps me on the back and says with confidence, but I experienced hell because I trusted him. I'm not just gonna go along with this. I walk into the dining room and I see Otokawa eating her bee lunch. Sudo and I get the same lunch and sit near Otokawa. Did you sleep well? Otokawa sees me and says nastily. Yes, thank you. Thanks to a certain someone, I slept great. You look so comfortable, I didn't want to wake you. She then eyes Sudo suspiciously. I'm warning you, nothing good will come of hanging out with him. You're so nasty, Otokawa. Don't worry, I won't hang out with you. As if I would, I'd rather hang out with a big old dog than you. What? Aw, Sudo picked up on that. Oh, you like beasts and things, huh? I would have never guessed you were such a freak. What did you say? Otokawa turns bright red and raises her voice at Sudo. Don't get so mad, it's just a joke. Now I can see why you ran for president. Sudo turns away as if to get away from Otokawa and begins to eat his lunch in silence. President? Oh, you don't know, the president of the student body. The school friend club is a student body organization. Speaking of which, it's almost student body election time. Otokawa ran in last year's elections. This is news. What were the results? She's not the president now, so she lost, of course. They must have been some elections for Odokawa. What? They must have been some elections for Odokawa to lose. Who beat Odokawa? To beat Odokawa by popular vote, this person must be something else. Don't you know? Leona Morimoto. What? What the? And what kind of elections would that woman be able to beat Odokawa? And how can she be president if she barely even comes to school? How is it that Odokawa lost and that girl won? There's no way you can win against that princess. She's a spoiled girl, won't stop until she gets her way. She would do whatever it takes, no matter how underhanded, to get what she wants. She has all the money, power, and friends to do it. Connections. For regular people like you and I, no matter how hard we try, it's futile. That goes for Odokawa, too. At first, there were a lot of people behind. At first, there were a lot of people behind Odokawa. There were lots of people who were upset about Leona Morimoto making this school hers. Odokawa was their savior. This school was at Leona Morimoto's mercy since she enrolled here. It's the worst for us who are in the same year as her. We have to spend 3 years with her, like it or not. But slowly, because of Leona and her crony schemes, fewer and fewer people were backing Odokawa. Odokawa blew her election speech, and Leona won by a landslide. Even if the elections went smoothly, I'm not sure if Odokawa would have won. There's no way Leona Morimoto would have let that happen. Why did Odokawa fail? How did she mess up? Ask her yourself. I don't know what happened, or I know what happened, but if I tell you, she will kill me. Sudo says and looks over at Odokawa. I look over and see that Odokawa is straining to listen and is glaring at us. I'm sure Sudo will be killed if he tells me. If you don't want to die, leave it alone. I don't want to die yet. Anyway, if you want to have a decent time here, it would be best to have as little to do with Leona Morimoto as possible. Not even Odokawa can beat her. There's no way you stand a chance. Think of it as bad luck that you're in the same year as Leona and grin and bear it until you graduate. This place isn't so bad once you get used to it. For a guy like you, this is paradise. I'll keep that in mind. I give Sudo a vague answer. I'm busy thinking about Odokawa. That vague story is making me even more curious. I can't believe that Odokawa would surrender to Leona so easily. I wonder what happened. I'll ask her when the time is right. Lunch ends and I stand up to leave the dining room. As I stand up to leave the dining room, Sudo approaches me. By the way, you're free after school, right? Can I borrow you for a second? I'll make up for yesterday. Here we go again. I won't be fooled by him anymore. Compensation? He's only going to make things worse. No thanks. I learned my lesson yesterday. Come on, don't be like that. Don't dismiss my goodwill. Goodwill, my ass. Your goodwill is a cover for your deviousness. I'm saying this for your benefit. You haven't decided on a club yet, right? I'm saying that I will introduce you to a good club. I haven't said that I'm interested in joining a club. Are you planning to join the Go Home Club? That kind of thinking is naive. I heard. There aren't many guys here, so they won't let us be in the Go Home Club, right? This'll be easy then. If it gets out that you're not in a club, they'll come after you like hyenas. You better join one before that happens. And there's where I come into the picture. So you're trying to recruit me too. So what club are you taking me to? I see, so you want to join? I never said that. If you come, you definitely want to join. So what club are you planning on taking me to? The photography club. I'm in it, of course. The photography club. Based on yesterday, I kind of assumed that. You'll come, right? You won't regret it. I have a feeling he's spinning this, but I guess it doesn't hurt to go check it out. Either way, I don't have any intention of joining the same club as him. Okay, just a bit then. But if I don't like it, I'm leaving right away. I know. So don't forget, after school, I will willingly promise Sudo and leave the dining room. The bell rings and afternoon classes begin. I have finally recovered and am able to listen to the lecture. I copy down what is written on the blackboard, but I have no idea what the class is about. Am I really going to be able to pass the midterms? The textbooks and the way classes are taught are so different. I'm at a total disadvantage. I look around. Everyone is concentrating on the lecture. The teacher is highlighting topics that might be on the test. I watch them and start to feel restless. If what Sudo said is true, it is very likely I would score below average, and depending on the average, I may get a black mark. I have to do something. As soon as class is in, Sudo takes me to check out his club. I'm just checking it out. I never said I would join, okay? I know. I repeat that over and over to Sudo. I follow him with great trepidation. The photography club is one of the best cultural clubs. There's no rank system and it isn't compulsory to attend every day. And that's all thanks to the wonderful club president. The club president is wonderful. I'm sure you'll like him. Really? I don't trust anything he says. Here it is. Sudo stops in front of a door that says photography door in messy writing. Hold on, I think I said that wrong. Sudo stops in front of a door that says photography club in messy writing. Sudo opens the panel by the door and pushes some keys on the console. The code is masturbation. Sudo says and pushes the appropriate keys. What a stupid code. Secret code confirmed. Why isn't it just a regular lock? This? If it's a key and anyone copies it, it's over. That's why I have this password-protected electric lock. We change it every week, so there's nothing to worry about. There's all kinds of valuable things in here. There's nothing more important than caution. Ha, I'm sure there's tons of stuff hidden that he doesn't want people to see. Come in, there are still only two members, so you can take it easy. Sudo practically pushes me into the room. It looks like a converted closet. It's small and there's tons of stuff all over the place. It's dark in there and I don't see a soul. There's no one here. Yes, there is me. And who is this wonderful club president? It's me. You said there were two other members. Who's the other person? I have a bad feeling, but I ask anyway. It's you. Welcome to the photography club. Welcome. You're the only one. I'm leaving. Hang on. I'm about to show you what kind of wonderful activities this wonderful club has had. Take a load off. You can decide later if you want to join or not. I'm sure if he's the club president, the activities aren't anything to speak of. Having no members is proof of that. I'm surprised you haven't been shut down. I make it work. I have 10 fictitious members. They've never been to the club, of course. I see. Let me show you the brilliant record of the photography club's activities that I slaved over. Sudo points at the thick file sitting on the desk. I pick up one of the heavy files and open it up. What? Every page has pictures on it. They are all obscene peep pictures that Sudo has taken. They are meticulously arranged to each girl's data as well. Incredible, huh? There are some pictures in there I almost died getting. Well, of course there are pictures in here that make me wonder how he was able to take them at all. There are tons of them. Look to your heart's content. There are more files like this one on the desk. If each one is filled with pictures, I can't even imagine how many pictures there must be. He could possibly have covered every girl in the school. Are these all pictures? Yes, they are fruits of my sweat and blood. In front of me is a huge record of Sudo's crimes. I think he's incredible in a different sort of way. What are you going to do with all these pictures? This goes beyond a mere hobby. Half of it is hobby, and the other half is business. Business. I sell them to people who want them. You sell them? Of course, how much do you think the camera, film, and other equipment cost me? There's only so much in the budget for a club like this. And I don't have any members to collect dues from, so I have to or I can't do it. That's how it normally would be done. And the student committee keeps cutting our budget every year. The budget they give us is smaller than a sparrow's tear. Well, I'm lucky they don't shut me down. I can understand why they would want to decrease your budget. These pictures sell like crazy, and even though there aren't many guys here, and if you add that to the internet sales that make so much money, getting a job seems stupid. I don't think that's considered a club activity. There's all kinds of girls here, so that we can satisfy all kinds of tastes. I have most girls who are even the least bit popular. There's no shortage of material at this school. And if there's a request, I'll get any girl. And if you like guys, I would get the guys. Hey, do you want to be a model? I know someone who likes your type. If you take your clothes off and show me your butthole, you can make some good money. If you let me videotape you masturbating, it's even better. I get a lot of requests for those kinds of videos. So what do you think? Your split would be half. I thought I just came here to check out your club. I'm so mad, my fist is shaking. Why do I have to show my butthole or let him film me masturbating? Just kidding, I'm just kidding around. Hey, I have something you'd like. Look at this and get in a better mood. Sudo tries to take it back and hands me a bunch of pictures to play it off. I take it half-heartedly and look through the pictures. This is... I'm shocked to see who's in the pictures. They are shameful pictures of Otakawa. Wow! In the picture, Otakawa is wearing rabbit ears. She has a carrot stuck in her butt and her crotch. And it's close up, and you can totally see her butthole and the thing spread open. Her thing spread open. I swallow at the sight of this. I'm totally taken by the picture. I have to bite my tongue to keep from asking how much you would sell this to me for. So, do you like it? How did you take this? Do you really think that's Otakawa? That's manipulated. Do you really think Otakawa, who's known for being uptight, would really do that? Manipulated. I look at the picture again, but it still doesn't look fake. There are no lines or inconsistencies in any of the pictures. It's a perfect manipulation. But if I think about it, there's no way that Otakawa would do this and have her picture taken. But it's so well done. Does Otakawa know about this? Of course not. If she knew, I'd be long dead. This honor student series is a popular item. People buy them a lot, even knowing they're fakes. Uptight people like Otakawa won't even let me take underwear shots. I have to make things up to meet the demands. I'll give you one, so take whatever you want. Otakawa's expensive, but I'll give you one because we're friends. If we're friends, give me 10, not just one. Did you say something? No, nothing. I complain, but I take a picture of Otakawa and put it in my pocket. For a while longer, I am forced to listen to Sudo's almost criminal tales and examine his pride collection until I've had enough. After a while, when things slow down, Sudo approaches me. Hey, I want to talk to you about something. I have a bad feeling. I've wanted to install a camera in the dorm for a while. Will you lend me a hand? So that's why he wants me to join. As you know, I'm forbidden from entering the dormitory, so that's where you come in, my good friend. And this can only get... I mean, things are not going to get better at this point. This guy is crazy. He asked him to show his butthole and masturbate on video and all this crazy shit. He's got a fake manipulation of Otakawa with carrots in her vagina. It's fucking crazy, man. Yeah. So, we'll continue this next time and find out what the hell is gonna happen next. And Grim's Hentai Corner, featuring Discipline.